This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
Ed, to me, a sort of 21st century conservative, what jumps out is the question of how the people suddenly stop believing in the absolute truth of Christianity in the West.
Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it helps you develop as a person to be confronted with other personalities with whom you have to work, not just on a Zoom call, right? Where you can just hang up and then go about your business and like curse them under your breath. You know, in the workplace, when you're actually having to create teams and work closely together side by side, day after day, I think you develop certain skills now that I think the younger generations lack. Welcome to another deep dive edition of the Chicks on the Right podcast. This week, we're going to talk about some generational differences in the workplace. But before we get to that, I have an excerpt from an email that I had to share with everybody because it is from listener Kathy, and she wrote us about GenuCell. And she has an interesting angle on GenuCell. We talk about GenuCell and their amazing line of skincare all the time, mostly because of how much more youthful their products make your skin look. So if you're looking for anti-aging, top of the line stuff. If you're looking for like under eye bag repair, for lack of a better word, top of the line stuff. Their immediate effects works in 12 hours or less. It's amazing. But Kathy wrote, and she says that she was a longtime customer of Proactiv for adult acne.
Interesting.
And she said, I know. And she said, long story short, I decided to give GenuCell a try and I ordered the most popular package. I was skeptical, but I thought, what the hell? How bad can it get, right? Well, let me tell you, this is worth every penny. Even though I still have minor breakouts, they are nothing compared to what I continue to deal with using a product that was designed specifically for my condition.
Wow.
So if any of your followers are dealing with adult acne, I implore them to give GenuCell a try. I have found the Chamonix GenuCell XV Anti-Wrinkle Cream and the Anti-Aging Primer are my two new best friends. That is from Kathy Blankenship.
She loves
the stuff. Yeah, she loves it. And I'd never thought of it as being like a skincare protocol for adult acne, but clearly it works.
Because it just nourishes your skin. It's really, really good for your skin. Yeah. We shouldn't have to deal with that when we're older.
don't have enough to worry about.
Come on, crying out loud. Like Joe Biden would say.
Well, and right now there's only 1 week left of the GenuCell summer blowout. We're in the week right now. So there's 1 week left. You can still get over 65% off of GenuCell's most popular package, which is the exact one that Kathy was just talking about. Plus, if you subscribe, if you know you're going to be getting this on a routine basis, because it is going to be your skincare protocol from now on, you will also get a complimentary gift set and the dark spot corrector for absolutely free. So GenuCell.com/chicks, use code chicks, get yourself the most popular package. You are not going to regret it. Okay, so you bombarded me on Microsoft Teams this morning with so many articles because you are fired up about this topic. What does it go?
You're welcome. You're welcome for bombarding you. Okay, well, here's the thing, is that post-pandemic, the workplace has changed. Now, granted, I can't discount the fact that I actually like working at home because I do. I like working at home myself. And even when I went into back into corporate for a little bit after I got out of radio, I did like a year of, you know, corporate work, which I hated so much, but I did it from home and I traveled a little bit. I did it from home. The times I traveled, I'd rather stab myself in the face, but I did work from home and that's what I preferred. And I think that, and it was during the pandemic. So most people were working from home. Now that the pandemic is over, even though I think we all probably could have stayed in the office. And when you and I were on the radio, we were in the office. We never left being in the office. People are freaking out about it. And 90% of millennials and Gen Z do not want to return to full-time office work post-pandemic. Okay. This is a lot. So it's a lot of people. And so it's basically changed the face of work. And now you used to be in HR And you and I used to work together in an office together. That's how we met. We worked together. Yeah. And I think that since we're Gen Xers, the way that we did work for like 25 years before we started doing this chick thing, it's just interesting the way that the landscape has changed, the way that we used to do it and the way that we look at work, because we've seen it done both ways, right? We've mm-hmm. seen how we used to go to a job every day. I used to wear freaking heels and a skirt every and day. Homes. And pantyhose. Like, I mean, we did that in the early 90s. You know, we did that stuff. We paid our dues. We did that stuff. We would, you know, commute, get dressed up, go to work, sit in these meetings, you know, all day, do all the things. And there's something to be said for going into an actual office and standing around a water cooler and developing that camaraderie with your fellow employees and developing those relationships and also having to navigate relationships that you don't like either in a in-person setting, right? I mean, I feel that's part of the ballgame. And then like having the hierarchy and understanding how that all works. It's like being in school again, kind of, but it's a workplace setting. There's something to be said for that. And it's not in a screen, it's in person. And I don't know, there are parts of me that liked it. I liked that.
I think it helps you develop as a person,
right,
to be confronted with other personalities with whom you have to work, not just on a Zoom call, right, where you can just hang up and then go about your business and like curse them under your breath.
Right.
You know, in the workplace, when you're actually having to create teams and work closely together side by side, day after day, I think you develop certain skills now that I think the younger generations lack, not just because they're not working with others in a workplace, but also because they spend so much of their interpersonal skills development on a screen. And right. So it's even in their personal lives. I notice it with my own kid.
Me
you know,
too.
He would rather text his friends than call his friends, or you know what I mean? Like it's mm-hmm. just so different the way people communicate now.
Yeah.
But it is crazy, especially coming from the world of HR. I would last 45 seconds in an
right.
HR job right now. There's no way I could have
right.
it. No way.
And who's to say that if we were in that world now, that you and I would even be best friends?
Well, I will say that.
You think that, you think that we would be? Because we wouldn't have met. Think about that.
If we met in a corporate world right now, we would still be best friends.
You think we still would? Because you'd still stalk me and we'd have to go to lunch every day. You'd still stalk me. Yeah. Because I mean, that's the thing is that we went to lunch every day because I was on the fifth floor. You were on the fourth floor. And then we had like the inner office messaging and we'd be like, oh my God, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh my God. And like we'd talk back and forth to each other like every day. And then I'd be like, you want to go to lunch? Let's go to El Mason. On. I'm gonna get Eros Campoyo. You know, we'd like go and we'd have lunch every day and we'd meet and we'd go have lunch and we'd have, you know, sometimes it was way too long. And then we'd get back and we'd go about our business and like, but we'd have in, and then if we had a meeting that happened to be on the same floor, we'd be like, oh, score, I get to see you at like 1 o'clock for that stupid meeting that we have, like that town hall. You know, like we'd see each other every so often, but it wasn't all the time. But we worked for the same company and it was really neat to be able to be in, you know, an office setting where I got to see you every day for the most part, which was really nice.
Think how good it is for the company and the culture.
Right.
I don't know how companies even develop a culture right now.
Right.
How do you do that when everybody is scattered all mm-hmm. over the place? There's no cohesion around being a part of something together.
Exactly.
I remember back in the day, like before even you came to that same company that we're talking about, when it was much smaller and it, you know, when I arrived, there were about 50 people.
Right.
And everybody loved the company so much. Like we all cared about its success. And now, mm-hmm. now it's like the newest generations care about what they can get out of it. They don't care about how the company
exactly.
itself does. They just care about like, what can they get out of it? What's in it for them? Which I get. I mean, you always want there to be a reward for the work that you're doing. But like now I can't, now they care more about like, what is the company doing from a social justice standpoint?
Right.
Not how are they doing in sales?
Exactly.
What's their long-term future success look like? I mean, they uh-huh. just don't care.
Yeah. Not only that, but like when you used to, like, I remember you used to tell me when that company first started, you would tell me that you would put like gay porn on the VP's computer
No, because he put it on mine.
Oh, he put it on yours? Yeah, because it would be like a joke. And like nobody, and you were the HR person. So nobody got right. sued. It was just funny. Like, you come back from lunch, you'd be like, oh, geez, there's gay porn on my computer. Why is that there? I don't want that there. You know what I mean? Like, that's because you could do that at small companies. And listen, when we worked in radio, radio was like being in a frat house.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. I mean, it was like the 7 years that I worked in radio, you worked in there for almost 8. But the years that we worked in daytime radio, it was really super fun because it's us and a bunch of dudes. And so right. it really was like walking into like Animal House every day because these guys are nuts. It's completely nuts and fun and like inappropriate all the time. And so, it was like being with your brothers every single mm-hmm. day. And that's the culture. The culture was that. And everybody, you know, you come in wearing pajamas on Friday. And it was, I mean, it was just a really fun place to work. So there was a culture. Now we would have never had that if we were all working at home. You just don't right. develop those kind of relationships where you sit down in a room with somebody and talk about personal things and ask how somebody's family's doing or how's your son or whatever. You don't do that when you're on a screen with one another. And it is different now. Like they, you know, these kids, like you were saying, they're more interested in like, what are you doing for social justice and all that kind of stuff. And they are incentivized by being able to have more vacation. They want 4-day work weeks. This is what they want now. Mm-hmm. They want to work remotely all or part of the time. The average amount of money that they require in order to come into the office, I think they say that they have to be bumped up by an average of like $11,700. I don't know if that's per year or whatever, in order to just come into the office. They said that they prefer like being at home, obviously. And mm-hmm. if they have to work in the office, 44% said they want paid time off. So like, this is the kind of stuff, and companies are having to pony up
right.
for this kind of stuff.
The labor pool is so small right now. So right now it's like the worst of all worlds for Gen X company owners and managers who we are used to, people with a strong work ethic,
right?
Who care about the success of the company, who have pride in what they do. And now it is completely different. And so many of these, the youngest generation has corporate management literally by the ballular area.
Totally.
And they're calling the shots. They are assigning tasks to executives,
right?
Like on Microsoft Teams or whatever. There was in one of the articles you sent, there was a story about how one like newbie sent a task, a to-do item on a like a CFO's Microsoft Teams access, and they were like, what the hell? And that person was like, oh wow, that's pretty cool that they don't think I'm intimidating and that they feel okay delegating a task to me. Whereas another cohort of that person was like, how dare they? And right. I would be in that total latter category.
We would have never done it. We would have never done that in a million years. And so mm-hmm. our generation is just we are so different when it comes that. Yeah, they say that like 5% of companies have zero office attendance policy. Zero now. That's 5% is actually a lot. Still, when you take into consideration some of these giant companies, they're just like, you can do whatever you want. Just do what you want. I know. It's changing.
Crazy.
It's all changing.
Mm-hmm. Really quickly, I just want to remind everybody about this handy little contraption. If you're watching and not just listening right now, then you can see that I am holding up from EdenPureDeals.com what is known as the Thunderstorm. And this is an air purifier. I know you're probably thinking, what? How can that tiny little thing be an air purifier? Well, I am here to tell you that it is. And it's so cool because it actually just plugs right into your wall. It does not take up any floor space at all. And it also has a handy dandy USB port on the side. So if you want to take it on the road in a car that has a USB connection, you can even freshen your car, which I can tell you firsthand comes in very handy when you are carting lacrosse stinky boys across town. It's disgusting.
Ew.
And this takes care of it. I know, it's absolutely vile. And apparently the reason that these work so well, and I'm talking they work like within 10 minutes, your entire room that you are trying to freshen up and purify smells awesome. And they call it a thunderstorm for that reason, that it's reminiscent. Like when you walk into the room after you've had this on for a few minutes, it's reminiscent of what the air smells like right after a thunderstorm. That's why they call them that. And so right now there is a buy one, get one special. So if you need to, and you probably do, because like every room can use a boost, believe me, if you have a cat box, especially, you need this. You probably need 9 of them.
Or just dogs. Dogs in general are stinky. Yeah. I have one on my floor right now. And yeah, you have to have one.
You got to have one. So it's a great opportunity to do a buy one, get one free. You can just go to EdenPureDeals.com and then you use code CHICKSBOGO, CHICKSBOGO for buy one, get one on the Thunderstorm air purifier. I cannot tell you how many messages we've gotten from people who have gotten these and just rave about them. I mean, like,
yeah, they're fantastic.
Constantly. They are awesome. EdenPureDeals.com, code CHICKSBOGO. BOGO. Did you like BOGO. The part in one of the, what was, I think it was the New York Times article you sent where it was a millennial. The millennials now feel like they are not even cool enough to just use some of the traditional emojis and stuff that we all used to use, that I continue to use, which is the crafting emoji, the one that's like crying, laughing. I use that all the time. And apparently that is like,
you can't
obsolete.
Do that.
Wait,
no. What is that? Is it means? What does that mean? Does that mean? Is that like mean to like gender neutral people or something? I don't know what
no,
that means.
No, it's just, it means like if you use it, if you were to use it in a text to a Gen Zer, they yeah. would know that you're old. It's okay. just, nobody well, uses it anymore.
Listen, everybody, there's no hiding this. You know what I mean? I can't hide it. So if I'm in a meeting, it's like, of course they're going to know that I'm old. At some point they're going to see my face. So I can't hide it. And then listen, going back to the whole like lacking purpose thing, they said 30% of younger workers said they would leave a company. This is a third, you guys. I just did math. 30% would leave a company that lacked purpose, and 28% would leave if they felt the culture did not reflect their personality adequately. I don't even know what that means, because I've worked at a ton of like a crap ton of companies, right? And most of the companies that I've worked at did not reflect my personality adequately. The only one that has is our company. I mean,
right.
And we're entrepreneurs. And so this is the thing. Most of the companies, they don't, I just work there. I work yeah. there and I contribute what I feel like I can contribute to help the company, but it has nothing to do with me personally. I'm just part of the wheel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm just a yeah. little part of the wheel. That's it. And so this is the thing. And then there's this other person. There's this other article I read where he's a Gen Z worker. And he said, I barely made it to 6. So he said, after 9 months in my first full-time job, I'm excited to announce that I am retiring.
So, oh my God.
People were like, seriously, are you kidding? And he's like, no, seriously. Like, he goes, I lasted 8 months in a full-time job before I was just done. He goes, I don't like capitalism. I don't like it. I can't deal with it. I don't think working is for me. Now, I'm not sure what this individual is going to do to actually eat. But a lot of these people in the generation, they just don't like capitalism. They're not really into it. And some of the millennials are like that too, where they have been taught that capitalism is bad. That's a whole other aspect that you and I were not taught as kids. We were like, get out there and work. We were like the kids of the 80s that were watching Wall Street, remember? And we were like, you go out there, you bust your ass, you make money, and you work, you know? And we're very adept at working 10, 12, 14 hour days, do whatever it takes to buy a house and do what you got to do and support yourself. And you're never going to go back and live with your parents. I mean, that would be the absolute worst thing. Like, you're not going to, I'd rather starve and die than go live with my parents, you know? And so this generation is kind of different. They've been raised differently where, you know, I mean, if they end up back with their parents, cool, man. It's cool because capitalism sucks.
Yeah, but they like the fruits of capitalism, which is just what's so infuriating. Like that, I think that article that you're referencing where there was, I don't know if it's that same kid who was like, I was done after 9 months or whatever, but they're like, I just need to figure out how to find a super high paying job so that I can work for 3 years and then go buy like a house in the mountains. Well, a house in the mountains that you earn money from in order to buy is part of capitalism. So you're participating in it because you want what capitalism provides. Yeah. They're never going to admit that, but
as he's making his TikTok with his AirPods and his iPhone, right?
Exactly.
And it's like, it's what, $600 iPhone with his, you know, $200 AirPods. It's like, who, that's capitalism, dude. Like, how do you, if you hate it so much, I know it's crazy. So it's, I mean, it's changed. The whole landscape is changing though. And the thing that is so weird is we can make fun of it, but we're the older people now. Mm-hmm. So you and I, thankfully, we have our own company. And so we can do whatever the heck we want and we can rail on this and we can make fun of it. But I worked in corporate America for a year before we started doing this full time. And I got to tell you, I wouldn't last there now.
Yeah.
It's hard to be in corporate America right now. And I feel for the people, like my husband's getting ready to retire pretty soon. And he's like, it's not fun anymore. I mean, it's just not. I mean, it's very, everything is diversity and inclusion. Everything is, you know, it's like touchy feel. No one really has that. Everybody is like walk on eggshells with one another. Mm-hmm. You can't have relationships like we used to have relationships. And it's not the fun place that a workplace used to be. And then you have the screen thing where people don't want to be in the office anymore and they don't want to have fun and they don't want to have that sense of camaraderie like we used to really want to have in the workplace, because we all wanted to go in there and have a good time because you spend so much of your life at work. And so of course you want to go in there and be friends with people and have, you know, and have as good of a time as you can, even though it's work, right? Mm-hmm. So
I wouldn't last a moment with this, with the youngest generation. I would have 0% patience for them.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting too, because now so many, you know, to their credit, so many of them have figured out how they can be their own entrepreneurs and make a shit ton of money online, whether it's, you know, they're doing stuff on Amazon sales or whether they're, you know, doing TikToks and getting brand deals and like making tons of money that way. There are so many young people who have figured out how to be wealthy without the traditional methods that we've always grown up with thinking, oh, well, we got to work hard. We got to move up that corporate ladder.
Right.
That's just not a thing anymore. And mm-hmm. now they're the ones that are calling the shots to some of these longstanding companies when they're getting hired and they're demanding that their management put up a black square to support Black Lives Matter on Instagram. Like they're demanding corporate activism, which is a really stupid place, I think, for any company to wade into those waters.
And
there's so many that are doing it now because the pressure that they're getting from the only people or from the people that they need in order to keep the doors open on their businesses. It's like, it's a horrible place to be.
Yeah. And a lot of the people in our generation have been, you know, laid off after they had that notion in their head of, well, I'm going to get that gold watch at the end of 30 years or 40 years or whatever. And they didn't make it that far. And they put in the time and they put in the loyalty and then they don't get it. And then there's that disillusionment that goes with it. It's like, well, wait a second. I was loyal to you. And what did I get for that?
Yeah.
Because companies have also changed. So many of those companies that you associate with longevity and, you know, you feel like they would be loyal back to you are not that way anymore. So many of those Fortune 500 and the big ones, you know, are just not what they used to be because they've bought into a lot of this groupthink. And it sucks, you know, it's a different kind of, I mean, I don't want to say it's a different kind of America, but it kind of is.
It's a really different, and I don't know how to feel about this younger generation. There's a lot of good that they're doing and there's a lot of cleverness and a lot of like just amazing brain power, especially when it comes to technology.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to work ethic, I feel like it is subpar compared to the generations before it.
And when it comes to relationship building, that also worries me a little bit, because I think with our generation, we were so apt to sit down in a circle and talk to one another and embrace one another and community mm-hmm. build. And I think sometimes this generation is like, okay, I can only spend 30 seconds here. And then my brain is someplace else.
Right.
Like, I can't talk to you for more than 30 seconds because that's what I've been conditioned to do. Okay, bye. And then it's, you know, it's like, it's, I mean, we've seen it with our website where over what, almost 14 years of doing our website, it used to be, I talked about this, and I think you saw this in our team's chat with our writers. They get really frustrated too. It used to be that we would write long form articles yes. on our website, and we just loved doing that. I really loved doing that. It was one of my favorite things. Long form, you know, two page articles, and get really in depth and just put it all out there, and people would read them. Mm-hmm. And now, nope, they get, what we do, we put a thing out on Facebook with a title. They read the headline and they don't read anything else, and they comment on the headline, and it drives me insane because even people our age, they don't have the attention span anymore. They have the attention span of a flea. They just want to be the first to comment, and then that's it. So, I mean, it's kind of like trickled into all the generations, this whole, like, I don't have time. You know, yeah. just, we got to move on. We're the screen thing. We got to move on. So it's like a disease, you know?
Well, and part of it too, is that there's this, and I know I feel this way sometimes where I'll be scrolling, I don't know, whether it's Twitter or, you know, just like a Daily Mail or whatever. And I'll be scanning headlines, and there, I do sense, I mean, even if it's sort of on a subconscious level, that if I linger too long on a particular article, then I'm going to miss something else.
Right.
There's this fear of missing out on some sort of news that I otherwise might not get to see. I may not see that tweet if I linger too long on this one. You know what
God,
I mean? And that's freaking crazy. But I even catch myself doing it.
It is crazy. Yeah. It's like, I forgot my phone at home yesterday when we went out, my family and I went out to run a few errands yesterday. We were gone for probably 2.5 hours. And the whole time I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I missing? Like, I'm missing emails. I'm missing this 2.5 hours without my phone. There was a little sense of anxiety, like, because mm-hmm. I'm not used to not having my phone. I'm like, oh my God, I may not be able to check Teams or emails. It was Labor Day. Like, get a grip, Amy. You know what I mean? But this is the thing. Like, we're so conditioned to do this and to check mm-hmm. things all the time. Whereas when you and I started work, we didn't do that. We would get to work. We'd work 8, 9, 10, 12 hours. And then we'd go home and we would have a life.
Right.
And we didn't, it's not like that nowadays.
And
it's
maybe
like
that's a good thing that the new generations are doing, is that they are resetting expectations about that. Cause there was one of the articles that you sent, there was a someone who went in and told the boss, it was a new employee, and they told the boss, so I'm assuming I can leave as soon as I get through the list of tasks I've set out for myself to accomplish today. And the boss was like, no, we have set hours. It's 8 to 5. And the newbie was like, that's not going to work for me. Cause they're just like, listen, if I'm going to get my shit done, why do I just have to sit here?
Why do I have to sit here?
There's a clock that I have to pay attention to.
Right.
I just need to get things done. And then I'm going to go and do things that I want to do. And it makes sense.
It does make sense. Cause think of all the jobs that you've been in where you've wasted hours and hours just sitting and looking at the clock.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah,
not maybe there's some good out
there.
Of it.
Yeah, I mean, these kids could be on to some things, you know. But don't bitch about capitalism.
Yeah, exactly. That's the worst. I can't stand it when they do that.
Right, especially when you want a paycheck. So you know,
and you need a paycheck in order to be able to get great things from MyPillow.
That's right.
Which, oh my gosh, you guys! Right now, I don't know how much longer this sheets deal is going to last, but you need to get on the stick. If you need bed sheets, if you know that someone in your family or someone that you buy presents for needs bed sheets, get them now, because you're not going to find more glorious, divine bed sheets than you're going to find at mypillow.com/chicks. The best ever. They come in all the colors, and they are on mega, mega sale right now. Like, for example, a queen set, normally almost $90, less than $40 right now. If you use code chicks at mypillow.com/chicks, or you can call them. You can just call 800-875-0513 and say, you know what? I follow the chicks. They told me I need to get some sheets. I'm here to get some sheets. Help me out. And they will. They'll be like, oh, the chicks, we love them. Well, they may not say that, but they should. So 800-875-0513 or mypillow.com/chicks.
Chicks. Okay. So listen, it's a holiday week. I know that people are kind of like moving kind of slow, but they really need to do things like check out our website is what they need to do. And like check out all the things. And then what else should people check out besides our website, Mock?
Well, they can find us on like basically every social media platform known to man. So
at
we have
Chicks
a YouTube
right.
channel. Yeah,
right.
A Chicks on the Right show on YouTube, but then on Insta, Twitter, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, Rumble. It's at Chicks on Right. Follow us at Chicks on the Right on Facebook and think about joining either our Facebook Insiders group or our Locals Supporters group if you would like to support us with a very, very tiny monthly charge in order to get exclusive content and be a part of a really, truly welcoming, amazing community of folks.
They really are the best people on the planet. Like, those are your people. They are your people. They will embrace you. And then, you know, sometimes Mock will go in there and show you really inappropriate things.
That's not true. That's fake news.
It's kind of true. I mean, it's somewhat true. But definitely ask Chicks on Right for all the socials and then chicksontheright.com for our website. And until next week, you guys have a fabulous, fabulous week.
We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour. Ed, to me, a sort of 21st century conservative, what jumps out is the question of how the postmodern departure that comes on the heels of the Enlightenment and people suddenly stop believing in the absolute truth of Christianity in the West.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.